Eloise Anderson's new job will put her in charge of the Wisconsin Shares Program, the W-2 Welfare to Work Program, and foster care. She helped develop W-2 as an administrator under Governor Tommy Thompson and went on to run California's Social Services Agency. Anderson says she's coming back to Wisconsin and leaving retirement to head the Department of Children and Families. She told a Senate panel considering her appointment that looking for fraud in the agency will be a top priority.
Wisconsin has a history of being a state where we think, and I have never figured out this why, where we think everybody is honest and above board. You know, they have this thing on NPR, like about this little town, that everybody is beautiful and above board. We tend to put programs together where we don't think about the worst of people.
Anderson says another priority will be moving kids in foster care into permanent homes more quickly. She says one solution could be moving kids in Milwaukee County to foster parents in Waukesha County or elsewhere. Anderson says the state may also need to be more open to placing children with families of different ethnic backgrounds.
We should be more open to having placements across race lines, across ethnic lines. If the family is caring and loving and wants to do this, we may need to be more open to that.
Anderson says she'll also work to, quote, align W-2 to its intent, echoing a point made by Governor Walker that the program has gotten away from trying to move people into the workforce. A Senate committee will likely recommend her confirmation next week. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.